This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
Good afternoon, Melbourne. How wonderful it is to be with you. It's Rach and Dean driving you home with Jack in the back, but no Dean Michael instead. How's that?
It's very exciting to have you here.
Is that right?
I'm still here as well, like
Jack
you say.
Is still here. She is always in the back.
She's in the back. Well, we've got a huge show. We've got sore necks, names, pussies, all sorts of random things this hour alone.
What an intro.
You put in your pants, Michael.
I just can't help it. You've got a bit of a sore neck, don't you, Rach?
I do. I'm going to tell you all about my sore neck and why it is sore. Do we want to go straight into it?
She's currently standing on her head, which is not helping her case.
Oh, it's true. I probably should stop standing on my head.
She's a talented woman, Rachel.
Look, she's very good. She's very good. Oh, do you know what? We might make your neck a bit worse by having a Janthem first. How's that sound?
Let's headbang.
It's from Barbara Streisand.
Oh, definitely bad. Headbanging.
Donna Summer. No more tears, Rach. No more tears.
Sorry.
Enough is enough. You're with Rach and Dean or Michael with Jack in the back. You're on Joy.
It's raining. It's pouring. My love life is boring me to tears. After all these years.
No sunshine.
Stand the chance.
stuff. Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer there.
It's beautiful.
Rach and Dean Michael. With Jack in the back driving home.
It's not confusing at all.
Not
it?
At all, no. Just call me Dean. How's that? I think it'll be easier for everyone involved. No?
Much easier. Thank you. Great. Just call you Angel of the Morning.
Oh, that's nice.
So, guys.
Look, you've got a bit of a sore neck.
I do have a sore neck at the moment. I'm not just lopsided because I'm lopsided. I'm lopsided because I'm sore. And I'm sore because I went on holidays.
Oh, poor you.
I know, right? Most people are like, oh, going on holidays, relaxing by the water, chilling out with the family.
You hurt yourself.
Do you want to know what I spent my entire holidays doing?
What?
Looking for koalas.
Hey,
is that
what?
The koala watching related injury?
Yes. Yeah, so my parents have moved to this place. It's called Lemon Tree Passage. It's supposed to be.
That's not a real place.
Lemon Tree Passage.
Yeah.
Is that a fresh passage or is it just freshened up?
It's citrusy clean.
Delightful.
Delicious.
Yes. Oh. It is very clean. Anyway, Lemon Tree Passage once won Tidy Towns. Says that on the sign as you're driving in.
That's beautiful.
So. It's supposed to be one of the koala capitals of New South Wales. There's like koala trees everywhere. It's a specific type of eucalyptus tree, specifically known as the koala tree. It's not. I don't know. I just made that up.
I almost left
something. They told us that it's koala trees. So I spent 5 days looking up and my neck is so sore. Guess how many koalas I saw though?
17.
3.
One.
What?
I saw one koala.
No payoff.
In the entire 5 days I was there, I've hurt my neck to only see one koala, and that one koala wasn't even that high up in the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just pretty much like eye height next.
Maybe like to spot a koala, you had to first be the koala and just get drunk and sit in a tree and have chlamydia.
And do you know, the koalas are world famous for having the clap.
Yeah, if you got to have it well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a great life. drunk on eucalyptus and having them clap. That's great.
Why is it not a native animal?
But it brings me to the question, what Australian animals do you just not see? Like, you see kangaroos when you're driving through the countryside, but have you actually seen, like, a platypus in the wild or a wombat?
No. Dead ones, a lot of dead ones.
Oh, not platypus. I've seen
platypuses.
No.
Platypuses.
No.
It just doesn't happen. We say that we have all these Australian native animals that are supposedly everywhere. Saw plenty of kookaburras. Tell you what, they laughed at me for my sore neck. They were like, you idiot, why are you looking up? There's no koalas, they're asleep.
Look, devilish creatures, aren't they?
If you have trouble finding native animals, or maybe there's the place to go. You know a place to go to see them.
Yes. Hotspot.
We want to find some koalas, not catch chlamydia, though.
No.
No.
And not hurt our necks. We don't want to walk around for 3,000 hours looking up in the air for nothing.
No, that's right.
No.
It's not an exaggeration either, guys.
Bloody koalas. Nobody can hear you in the bush.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Rach, Michael and Jack in the back driving you home on this Tuesday afternoon. Now, Jack in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're now called sir.
No, I like that. I like being called sir or daddy, whatever happens.
Oh.
Now, I've heard that you've had a bit of an issue of late.
Well, which one do you want me to talk? Yeah, I've had many issues. One of them is I do stand-up comedy around Melbourne, wherever they will have me. Which is not many places. No, it is. It's fine. And the thing is, so they put your name when you're on a lineup on Facebook. Sometimes they tag you, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just write it on a poster that someone's, you know, photoshopped. It looks lovely. My name is so often misspelt, though. To the point where either Jacqueline is misspelt. They either add extra letters or take out letters. And then my last name is Mifsud. M-I-F Foxtrot. S Sierra UD, and they often get the old Sierra Foxtrot mixed up. And the thing is, you have to first like click my Facebook page that has my actual name on it to get my. The point is, it's misspelled, and then I've been told I need to get over that.
Miss Fudd.
Miss Fudd. Miss Jackie Miffs Fudd, which I would never be named. And so, how do I use that information? Like, I'm being annoying by saying, can you just spell my name how it is correctly spelt on Facebook because it's my brand?
Because it's your name?
No.
That's the thing.
You're asking too much of people. Like, really, you're asking far too much.
They're just like, you need to stop complaining. And I'm like,
maybe you should just change your name to something easier.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
What?
John Smith.
I should do that.
Yes, yes. Or Jack Smith.
Yeah.
Like the Jack, but like J-A-C-K.
Like yeah. a blacksmith, but Jackier.
Oh, hello.
Ooh. But it just boggles the mind. Like, well, I don't know, does your name get misspelled, Rach?
All the time, only because people don't know how to spell the name Rachel correctly. My Rachel is the biblical version, which is clearly the only version that matters.
Bless you. Don't we all love
yes.
Jesus?
So do not be going and adding an extra A in my name.
Oh, don't you like the A?
Only one A.
Oh. Raquel.
That's very, it's very acist of you.
I
to
know,
do that.
It's true. But then my middle name is Jane, and it has an extra added letter.
It's got a Y.
Jane with a Y.
Oh,
yeah. So look, there's no happy medium with me, but please spell my first name correctly, especially same. Mm. If it's on Facebook, my name is right there for you to look at, and then you spell it wrong.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, oh, sorry, do you mind if, oh, you're asking it much, aren't you? Just say what's. If it's dictation, different thing. If you mispronounce Mifsa, doesn't matter. But well, just stop misspelling the MAME.
Yeah.
I just said MAME.
MAME.
Just copy it. Just copy it.
Copy and paste.
That's all you have to do. What do you think? Should Jack deal with it?
Mm.
Should you have to deal with it?
Joy.
You're with Rach and Dean and Jack's in the back for the drive home, and we're with the Village People.
So exciting.
Honk if you're gay, so we'll know you're out there.
Okay.
I heard it. Woo! That was good.
Honks everywhere. Sorry if there's crashes.
Definitely, you did the call. Do that again.
Oh. We're having too much fun here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Wow.
We still need joy.
We still need
joy.
We're subliminally sending messages out.
That's right.
Joy 94.9.
Driving home with Rach and Michael with Jack in the back here on Joy. We've had some issues with names.
We have Jack in the back. Poor old Jack has been getting a name wrong, and she wants to know, should she be getting upset about when people spell a name incorrectly or say a name incorrectly?
When they read it, when it's right there, like in the bottom of an email, they'll just make up whatever.
Boom shaka, it's in front of your face, say it right.
Boom shaka it is.
We got a message through. This one is from Andrew. No, it's from Daniel.
Hang on, no.
Maybe it's Michael.
Oh,
what's happened?
This is actually from Edward. Edward has said, no, you shouldn't have to just deal with it. I get Andrew, Daniel and Michael when my name is Edward.
What is that? I'm so
That's
sorry,
ridiculous.
Edward. That doesn't... I need more information.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
What does that mean?
Ed.
Not Andrew.
No.
Certainly not Michael.
Not even close,
no,
mate.
Who are these people?
We've also got a message through from Tim from Frankston who said, Jack, you are right. They should spell your name right, considering it's on Facebook. Those designing these posters should stop being lazy and spend 30 seconds checking a person's name. I agree.
Thank you very much. I agree. But then I've been told, I've been doing that. I'm like, oh, sorry, do you mind? And someone's like, you need to get over that. You're being annoying.
I know the problem.
Sorry?
The problem is that you are apologising for their mistake. You don't say, sorry, you need to change that. You just be like... Change that, girlfriend.
I need
that
more attitude.
Yeah. Put on the American accent too. It works wonders.
My issue is, this is my little contribution to the whole thing.
Please.
My surname is a tricky one to spell. But people, you get me right on an email address. Like, that's fine with my surname in there. But when they actually write my name in the email, it's totally different. How can you get the email address right, but my salutation incorrect?
That's redonkulous.
That's what I'm saying.
People just spend 30 bloody seconds checking.
Mm. Look, none of us are even Dean, who spells his name D-E-N-E. Oh, imagine how much he gets this.
That's his own fault. That's a whole different story. I'm living at the moment with a pussy. And I know. It's a shock to everyone who knows me.
He's wearing a rainbow watch, everyone.
Hello. It's pretty, isn't it? Nice?
It's a beautiful rainbow
I thought
watch.
I'd just to show off, just let people know I'm a homosexual. I think.
But you're living pussy.
Living the pussy. I know.
More new music than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
Here on Joy 94.9, you're driving home with Rach and Michael and Jack in the back. And look, Rach, Jack's had a whole heap of support.
She has. This has been a hot topic. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your support for our beautiful Jacqueline Mifsud. Not Misfud.
No.
Mifsud.
I got Fistfud once. Doesn't matter. Seriously.
That's covered on at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday at night, really, isn't it?
So we did ask Edward for more information.
Follow up about
yeah, because he said that he gets Daniel or Andrew or Michael instead of Edward. So he said he introduces himself as Edward, but then when he sees them again, they'd say, oh, hi Daniel, or hi Andrew, or hi Michael. So he started trying to change his name to Eddie, but then people are calling him Andy. So now he has to say to people, hi, I'm Ed, as in E-D. Do we think that this is just modern day laziness?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. And we have a lovely message from Paul Anthony, who has said rudeness in very big capital letters because it is very rude. If you can't be bothered finding out the correct spelling of someone's name, then straight to the rude bin you go. And if you don't know, just ask.
Yep.
He said he's found that people actually appreciate when you ask the correct spelling of their name. So don't lay down and take this rudeness. I'm with you all the way, Jack. And he's spelt it every way possible just to make sure that he hasn't spelt it incorrectly.
Oh,
so thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Look, Jack, don't give up, okay? Don't give up. We're with you every step of the way.
Joy.
You're driving home with Rach, Michael and Jack in the back. And at the moment, ladies, I am living with a pussy.
Oh, that could go either way.
Look, so far...
Does it smell?
No.
Golly. That's good. So it's a clean pussy.
But it's a big pussy.
Pussies are self-cleaning in both aspects of the word.
They are. Well, this one loves a bit of a lick of itself.
It licks itself.
It does. It's a huge pussy, right? So
is
big.
It
it's
a
on
lion?
A diet. No, okay. Not close. Close, though. If I had a mane, if I dressed it up, it'd be okay. My issue is not that I have cat hair on my pants. The issue is that it looks at me with evil eyes. And I feel that I should be fearing for my life.
Predator eyes.
Ooh, yes.
You're a little mouse.
And it just goes to the door and makes some of those sounds. That's quite enough that it's not creepy, but loud enough so he knows that I can hear it, because he wants to go outside and I don't want to get off the couch.
But is he one of those cats that even if you did let him outside, he'd then go meow, meow to come back inside?
Oh, yeah, he goes for a lap that lasts for about 1 minute and then sits back at the door looking at me with those evil, evil eyes.
Whose pussy is this?
It's a friend's pussy that I'm looking after.
Mm.
And I just don't like pussies.
Nope.
I'm just putting it out there, I don't like pussies.
So you've never met a pussy you like?
That's right.
See, because there are some bad ones out there. There are some real evil ones.
Dogs, yes. Live with a dog, great. Not with a pussy.
I'm not a fan of pussies either.
No, you're not a pussy fan?
I'm not a pussy fan.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, look, pussy fan or not pussy fan, I'd love to know. 0427 joy949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Yes.
Or any hints, because I've still got another in the rest of this week with this pussy. And look, it's lovely to have someone to talk to.
I don't know what that's like at all.
I feel I know what it's like to be a cat woman, a cat lady, right? A crazy one, because I'm talking to the cat. Although my question is normally, what do you want?
Yeah, what
because
is it?
All I hear is, it's like, okay, what are you actually wanting? But if you've got any tips, I need to know. 0427 joy949, because I may go mental.
I think he's already mental, but... We'll see. We'll help you out.
I'm pro-puss. Pro-puss all the way.
Oh, you are? If I can hand over puss, I'll let you know. You can handle my puss if you like. Or someone who I'm not sure if they're pro-puss or against puss is Carly Rae Jepsen. I love this song. It's much more than puss. It's Cut to the Feeling. That's right, you're on Joy.
Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Joy! Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.